Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This man ain't from around here.
Yeah, buddy.
And there's nothing that says he was in our area in this story for any specific reason.
Yeah.
Yet, if we look at some clues, we may be able to come to a conclusion.
Oh.
And if we're right, this man may be a part of a certain society of folk.
Damn.
People with the worst reputations. People that get no respect. People that live by their own set of rules, but get the freedom of the open road with little to no responsibility.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. This story, Tommy, comes to us from Steuben County.
Oh, what happened?
And it starts with an assault at the county fair. So the story says there was a physical altercation. We don't have any details about the actual altercation. But when it was all said and done,
yeah,
a 44-year-old man allegedly struck a victim in the face, causing physical injury.
Was he eating a corn dog at the time?
That would be really messy. I don't have that detail. The 44-year-old was charged with misdemeanor assault. He's got a court date coming up. And there is one more important detail in this story you need to know.
Okay.
The 44-year-old man arrested for assault at the county fair in Steuben County is from Florida.
Oh, that makes sense.
That's, yeah.
From Florida, arrested for assault at the county fair.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy, I want you to guess, and I want to see if we're on the same page here.
Yeah.
What do you think this guy was doing in our area?
Oh, he's a carny.
He's a carny!
Oh, yeah.
That is a carny!
Well, that's where all the, I mean, that's where they go in the wintertime.
Right?
They all go south when they shut all these fairs down and everything.
Okay.
They live down there.
Now, I want to be clear. There is nothing in the story that says this was his job. But it's checking all the carny boxes.
Oh, I thought you were saying he was. Oh, okay.
No, it did
so
not
don't
say.
Know that
we don't know. We don't know.
That's got carny written all over it.
Right, okay. Thank you. And by the way, his mugshot also has carny written all over it. So right off the bat, the carny reputation is so bad that when you see a man from down south arrested for assault at a carnival, both of our minds immediately went to, that's a carny.
Yeah, he's working.
Okay. Can we talk about carnies for a second?
Sure.
The phone number is 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Because carny is such an interesting lifestyle.
You're basically a gypsy.
Yeah. And you said it wrong.
What?
Gypsy!
Tramps and Thieves.
No, wrong song. I'm doing Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, sorry. I was doing Sure.
No, I know,
guess I'll
okay.
apply, whatever.
Both good songs.
Yeah, great tune.
If you are working as a carny, you travel America, working for the tiniest amount of money, operating and setting up rides.
Life
you
on have the been, road.
But you have been betrayed in movies since the 1930s.
Yes, you have.
You know,
and not in a good way.
They're like drifters with a purpose. You know what I mean?
I'd watch that.
But I mean, that's what they are. I mean, they just bounce from town to town, job to job.
Sure.
And then they have the season off.
All right. So, can I ask a couple of carny questions?
Yeah.
And if there are people who have done this job or had family members, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There isn't some big time certification you have to get to become like a carny, right?
No.
Are you sure?
You're just a jack of all trades.
So I kind of thought the same thing, but you know, we live in a litigious society now.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there have been plenty of stories of people with very sketchy pasts getting into these gigs.
That's who they hire.
Okay. But no one really questions the system in place that we have for these things. Like, plenty of people go to these fairs and these carnivals, and they get on rides that these guys and gals
built and operate.
Okay. But like, these rides, Kimmy, we're driving down the highway. 12 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have a man that probably can't pass a background check.
But right? Most of these guys, back in the day, you know, they were either ex-cons or just guys. You know, they were like hobos, drifters, alcoholics, drug addicts. And good
like,
folk.
But like these people also live in our communities for a few days as they come through. And until just now, I never really thought about that. Like you have, I mean, if you're going by the stereotypical what you imagine a carny is, like you would not want to hang around that person.
No, but it does have a romantic side to it.
I agree.
I mean,
like from their perspective, you're saying?
Well, just their lifestyle and their freedom to Pat's point. You know, they're not tied to anything, not even the job. They could go get another job at another fair or another, you know, operator that runs
these Ferris wheels that everyone's talking about these days. Well, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. A 44-year-old man was arrested in Steuben County at the county fair after police say he assaulted somebody, punching them in the face, causing physical injury. The man is from Florida. Arrested at the county fair from Florida in his mid-40s. We are speculating.
Yes.
This man may be a carny. So the romantic life of a carny. It's a low-stakes life.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You have nothing invested.
Mm. You have a place to sleep with the carnival.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You're paid enough to be fed.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about putting down roots.
No.
Like, what's the worst that happens?
You go nowhere in life.
But you're already kind of there because you're a carny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing the alcoholism and the candied apples are going to catch up with you. Because that's your diet. They have the world's worst diet. All of them smoke that I ever knew.
Yeah.
And they're always dirty. They're just grimy-looking people.
Well, there's not a shower you can use on a regular basis.
But they're working with, like, machinery and all that. And then they're operating a ride, so they're just always kind of greasy and grimy.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Right now,
Jeannie
comes down. We can pause your life. Your wife will never know, but you can go live as a carny for 3 months.
3 months?
Would you do it?
Think about it. There's a risk you get hurt, too.
Nah, it's fine. You can run the dart game.
And you're not going to have health insurance.
Yeah, you have no insurance.
That's it's probably. Well, you don't think that the carnival companies traveling all around the country are not insured?
No dental plan. No, I couldn't.
You couldn't do it?
No.
Is this romantic to women?
No.
Not at all.
I don't think I've ever seen.
Oh, there's female carnies.
I know there are, but I can't. I mean, I can visualize carnies that I've seen in the past, which is weird. I could almost paint you a picture of them.
Sure.
Can't think of one chick.
They're all wearing. They were wearing those yoga shorts before they became popular again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They all have really, really bad ink that go like up to their upper thigh.
I mean, these are rough women.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's a rough lifestyle.
I mean, these are almost like one step off the streets. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these girls were probably into prostitution.
Okay. This was a fun discussion.
Yeah. No, but they were. I mean,
I love how people call
the show. They don't go to Harvard to get these girls.
What, you didn't major in carny?
Carny.
With a minor in candied apple?
By the way, there's a great old movie called Carny that is phenomenal.
Okay.
And it will hold up, I'm telling you.
Is it about what we're talking about?
Is it a documentary? Yes, it is. Or is it
what's that?
Is it a documentary?
No, it's a movie that was made. God, that movie's got to be 45 years old, and it's awesome.
Okay. I'm still worried, like, what you think is good for 45 years
old. I mean, it's the gritty lifestyle of carnies, and it, like, breaks the whole thing down.
How does it end?
Not good.
Okay. What do you think?
None of these people's lives end well. I mean, is that like some carny that pulled it out, man?
How do you know? There's got to be a successful carny.
I was going to say, to your point, like, where do you go from carny?
To the grave.
Because you can't replicate that at another job.
No.
Like, it seems like something, if you enjoy doing that, there's not an equivalent.
And nobody's going to look at you and go, oh, you were a carny? Yeah, I got to hire you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just locked into
it
that lifestyle.
Like you're
but
stuck there, yeah.
But you kind of want it. That's how you got into it in the first place.
I don't know if you want
well,
it.
If you're 45 punching
it,
guys out, you want it.
No, I think they
the thought of it might have been fun as a younger person.
Okay.
But to your point, like now, where do I go from here?
Yeah, I mean,
and that's
you
how you get locked in for life.
Yeah, I mean, when you get up there in years, it's got to be horrible.
Okay, no, I want to go back to, I cannot go past what you said.
What did I say?
I don't think anyone that's a carny wants to work at the carnival
and
travel. I think that is something.
It was an option to get you out of a town.
Okay, there you go.
Or a jam. Right.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You see it as a way to travel.
Like, if you had another option, you would take that option.
Yeah, no, but you also didn't fit in with society. Like, you weren't going to get married. You didn't want to be around kids. You probably got some issues that you don't deal with, and it kind of fits that lifestyle.
So go operate this roller coaster.
Yeah. Right.
We were asking earlier, you know, like, do you have to be qualified? Like,
Carney school.
Yeah, or is there a license or something? Jeffrey says on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, just to be clear, all the rides at fairs still have to be inspected by OSHA.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, that makes me feel better.
I would think there's some, you know, other layers of checks and balances.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Nick writes us on Instagram. It seems like we have been, we have bothered him.
Oh.
He says, you guys are closed-minded. It's disgusting. Holy hell. It's disgusting. People do these things. It's a job. It wasn't fun until I learned to like it. It's not fun going in because it's a hard job. You deal with a lot of people. I get the impression that he is a, or was at one point, working as a carny.
Oh, look at that.
You deal with a lot of people, but you're making those people happy and feeding them. It makes you feel good about yourself. But what got you into it? Why did you decide, I am going to be a carny?
And what got you out of it?
And in our defense, man, when you look around at most of the carnies, come on!
Yeah, it's a rough set.
Come on, Nick!
They're rough people. Like you wouldn't want to mess with them.
No, I wouldn't mess with a carny. No. This one guy might have been a carny. Just punched a guy in the face over something. Okay, if we talk about the biggest issues you would have working as a carny.
Yeah.
All right, like while you're there,
yeah.
You could not be judgmental of anyone else at the carnival working. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Because again, like if you're going to be confrontational, things are probably going to go bad. You couldn't ask questions of anyone else. Like, not too many.
Well, nobody's going to talk to you anyway.
Yeah, you know.
Like, are you talking about asking questions of people
I'm talking about the people
carnival?
You work with.
Or,
the crew.
Okay.
The carny crew.
Gotcha.
And you don't want to be confrontational in any way.
No.
Like, it's a live your life, let them live theirs, be at peace, it seems, kind of situation. But that also seems like it kind of sucks, because, like, the best part would be getting the stories. Right?
I mean, I'm sure they talk. They probably gamble, play cards. I mean, there's got to be a ton of downtime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I'm sure they get to know each other, but... You know, nobody's digs too deep, I would imagine.
Folks, we're writing this again on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. Some companies do background checks, but most of that is just to keep the pedophiles and murderers away. Everything else is cool.
All right.
He got to be, it says, this guy said his buddy was a carny. He got to be a carny just to leave everything behind after a messy divorce at 22.
That makes sense.
Okay, there you go.
You bug out of town, and you go try this for a little while.
Living on the road, my friend. Gonna keep you free and clean.
I mean, you talked about earlier, you do it for like a season or whatever, and then you just find other, like what other things do you do in between if there's no carnival work?
Well, let's talk, I mean, you know, Florida, they don't have carnivals in the summertime because it's a billion degrees. Do they? Yeah. Are there year-round carnivals? Like just you keep traveling the country?
I guess there could be.
Arizona, Texas,
yeah,
Florida.
You just follow the sun,
true. You
right?
just
Louisiana.
Find where the weather is better.
But like with the circuses and those... And the performers and stuff, they all live in one area of Florida called, I think it's Gibson, Florida.
Yeah.
So there might be, those guys may live there too, because it's all part of that community, you know?
Okay. You just want everyone, you've brought this town up multiple times.
I know.
Every
it's
time
the coolest
every
town.
Every time we ask where someone lives, you go, you know, there's a carnival town down in.
It's
where do,
amazing.
Where do presidents retire? There's a carnival town down in Florida.
So Truman actually lived there for a while.
Well, didn't he give an address to the folks that worked at the carnival when he first moved in? Remember what that sounded like?
Let me tell you something about carnies. I would blow them all out of hell if they give me any crap, because I'd nuke all of you bastards.
I'm glad you said to hell, because I was worried where that was going.
Well, you know, you dropped the bomb.
No, I got it. It's just the other.
Give him hell, Harry, they say. I'll fry up Lobster Boy and eat right in front of his mother.
For God's sakes,
that's
man.
Right. I don't mess around. That's why I'm a president. George Eastman's there, too, for some reason.
Oh, is he looking at Lobster
Boy? Hey, Lobster Boy, come on. Let's peel it on that shell, baby. Let's see what you got there. Oh, that's a nice tail. I hear all the meats in the tail, baby.
The only man who sets up his own Truman impression to transfer to a George Eastman catcalling Lobster Boy while stripping impression. Tommy Mule. You only get that here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out of the gate, Tommy, if these allegations are true,
yeah,
story's really bad.
Oh.
That being said, this man, if the allegations are true, had the perfect cover for what he was arrested for.
Oh.
Because it wouldn't be all that crazy for this to happen here at this time of day. So how bad was the situation where he could not talk his way out of this?
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story, Tommy, comes to us from one of our favorite towns.
Summertown?
No, you're not going to get it. It's like our personal, one of our personal favorite sticks towns.
Sticks? Penn Yan?
No, we had a lot of good times in this place.
Where the hell is it?
Lions, New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Lions. Specifically, the McDonald's in Lions, New York. Tuesday morning, just before 8 a.m., there was an issue in the parking lot. Authorities were called to check on a suspicious vehicle with two men sleeping inside while the engine was running. All right. So let's stop the story right there.
Yeah.
So it's 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you personally come upon two guys asleep in a car. Is that suspicious to you?
Well, yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
They're sleeping in the car.
It's 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Well, where have you been?
Kimmy, thoughts?
I mean, it is actually more strange that it's a Tuesday morning than like a Sunday morning when I would think maybe they were out all night.
Okay, so know? I see.
Like, who's going out all night on a Monday? What places are even open?
All right, so I see it differently. I don't see an out all night thing.
Okay.
I look at these guys as either they work shift work and they got a break here, so they're catching a nap after they got a sandwich or something, or they have to get to work. They're a little bit early, so they're going to catch a quick nap. I would not have thought twice two people asleep at 7:30 in the morning.
I would think drunk.
Really?
Or drug addicts.
I'd say, well, it's the second one that's interesting.
Oh.
Because authorities ended up arresting the 31-year-old in the driver's seat. He was charged with felony driving while ability impaired, which is normally drugs.
Yeah.
He's got a court date coming up. So it's obviously good that this guy didn't end up driving somewhere all messed up.
Yeah.
That being said, if the allegations are true, he had the perfect excuse lined up. Multiple excuses.
All right.
I've been working all night. I'm tired. We're a little bit early for work. We're going to catch a couple of Z's. Like, if the allegations are true, how messed up were you?
He must have been really adamant.
Well, I mean, you both passed out in a car, I guess. Okay. Can I ask a question?
What?
Because it was two men asleep in a car that started the suspicion.
Yeah.
Where can I take a nap in my car where it doesn't look suspicious?
As a grown-ass man.
Yeah, 252 WCMF.
Not many places.
That's weird because everybody wants to take a nap all the time.
And it also depends how you look when you're napping.
Okay, wait, what do you mean by that?
Like, there's like a napping, like you're like this.
That's how you look when you nap?
Well, let's say you're just in your car.
Because you look like a cocker spaniel.
But if you look like this.
That's how I sleep.
You look like you're on dope.
I sleep like
that. You look like a doper. No, see, that guy looks like he's on meth.
No, but that's how I always sleep.
You're doing crack.
Crackhead.
I sleep with my mouth open every time I go to sleep.
You do everything with your mouth open, especially Saturday night.
While I'm sleeping, yes, like what I just said. Well, no, I don't look pleasant while I'm sleeping.
So
no,
you would look
does.
Suspicious. Well, I look adorable aren't when I you, sleep.
Isn't anybody sitting up sleeping going to look a little suspicious?
Thank you. No,
women
I mean,
don't sleep like that unless they're on junk.
That's not true. If a woman takes a nap at her, my daughter plays hockey.
Right.
Every mom that is exhausted during practice goes out and sleeps sitting straight up in the car, and they look like this.
Yeah, I would think like that person's like on something.
No. I am at the point where I am always so exhausted, and I assume everyone in life is so exhausted that any time someone's sleeping in their car, I assume they just had an opportunity to catch
them. Yeah, but like two people together would also be
two
more suspicious.
Two dudes in a car sleeping
or just two
is
people.
Weird.
Well, no, because I've slept with another guy in a car.
Yeah, I know. But it just didn't work out for you guys.
In fact,
but that's more acceptable now, which is good.
Multiple times when I was doing comedy, I have slept in a car in the passenger seat while the driver slept in the driver's seat.
And that's how you made ends meet.
Did you not do that?
Yes, I did.
Ah, you bitch-ass bitch!
But I'm a good cuddler.
Okay, the point I'm making is, having been in this situation two, three times, not drunk, not high...
I would think, though, if I see two dudes in a car at McDonald's, 7 o'clock in the morning, take the drugs out of it, they're not in a good way.
Okay, no, I'm going to disagree with you there, too. Because, again, 252 WCMF talking about the story out in Lyons. Two men, around 7:30 in the morning, suspicious condition. They were asleep, driver's seat, passenger seat, car was running.
Car
police
running,
called.
Too, also.
Well, no, because I want in the summertime, I want the AC on.
Yeah, but I would also think there's an issue here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that it's hot and I want AC. That's my issue. Mm. So I don't know if you've seen these before.
What's that?
They sell signs. Because you have the suspicion that this person passed out is on drugs. You can buy signs and stickers.
Just do taking not, a snooze.
Do not Narcan me. I am sleeping. I'm not making this up.
Oh.
Letting people know.
Really?
Yes. Because, well, no, there have been stories of people catching a nap and somebody breaks their window.
It happens all the time.
Oh.
People, checking on the situation.
Exactly.
Wait, that doesn't make any sense.
Why?
If I put the Narcan thing in.
Narcan.
Whatever.
Narcan. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's... Nar Camden camera.
Because I'm afraid you're going to break into my car.
Break my window to sleep.
And then shoot me with the drug.
It goes in.
Well, whatever you do with it.
How do you
If I'm asleep and I don't need the shot.
Yeah.
As soon as you crack my window, I'm going to wake up and go, I'm not on anything, which means I don't need the drug.
But now I need a new window, you idiot. How did you
as soon as you tap on the window, I'm going to wake up and go,
I don't know. You even say you don't wake up to anything when you sleep.
Yeah, or like when the show starts. You sleepwalk your way through this.
So does the audience.
Cricket, Narcan, I'm Tommy. Androgynous zone. What did you call it?
Erroneous zone.
There it is, you idiot.
By the way, I think he's racing next weekend in Italy.
We also know you can't hear anything.
Yeah.
Well, so who's waking your ass up?
Well, you are the guy who would get his window smashed.
All right, if you see my old ass sleeping in the car, I'm dead.
Also a reason they'd want to break your window
open.
To
do what? Bring me back from the dead? No, thank you.
No, you idiot.
Guys, I got to be treated like this in your country.
Guys your age fall asleep in that position in couches all the time. I'm going to put the golf on. That was your dad.
Yes, it was.
Your dad would fall asleep in that exact position. Yes, not on drugs, as far as we know, other than Robitussin.
Yes.
252 WCMF. So are the days of the peaceful car nap now gone?
Probably because of the situation we're in.
Right. Okay, where can I go? Where I can take a nap in my car and it doesn't arouse suspicion.
Well, maybe you need to buy one of those signs.
Do not Narcan me, I'm napping. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you could go to the park, park your car.
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't think that's an old guy trying to get a knob.
Okay. You get that sign.
What's it say?
Do not give me Narcan and I don't need a knob.
Narcan! N! It's an N on the end of Narcan! N!
I'm not looking for their grandpas.
Does the kind of car they're in determine whether or not?
Oh, yeah, man. If you're busted.
But if you're busted, you're probably busting your ass all day to make ends meet.
Or you've been...
Maybe you live in your car.
You've been riding around, looking around.
Okay.
Looking around, riding around.
So when it comes to car sleeping...
Yeah.
There are places that are more friendly than others. For example, Walmart parking lots are notoriously friendly for car sleepers and overnight parkers.
I thought they kind of chased that away, though.
It depends on what location you go to. Some have the signs that say no overnight parking. Yeah. But other people,
I've seen campers in those parking lots taking a
still?
Break. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. When my dad had his busted RVs and they would break down, we have spent multiple nights in
that makes sense.
Walmart parking lots where he would have to get up right when they opened before they were 24 hours and go buy a fan belt. Because it just kept throwing fan belts. truck stops will also let you stay.
Truck stops, rest areas, obviously.
Here's the thing.
What?
A lot can depend, though, on which truck stop you feel comfortable sleeping at overnight.
Okay.
Because you don't want to have your car right under a light because it's impossible to fall asleep.
Right.
Right? But at the same time, if you go to a truck stop overnight and put your car in some dark corner to sleep, you could wake up to the sound of your back window shattering.
Or you could be meeting some truckers with an open mind. Pretty cozy in there, son. You need some company?
Dude, are there regular car nappers that keep stuff in their cars just in case? I used to keep a blanket and a pillow in my car.
Well, I mean, I did that on the road, but like when you were living local?
No, it was the road, but it was great for like midday naps.
Oh, yeah, but that I never did that living here.
I feel like I should start doing that again.
Why? Just go home.
Well, no, because sometimes I can't go home because my daughter's got tennis and my other one's got hockey and I'm all the way in Fairport.
Oh, you're talking about like taking a nap in a ring parking lot?
Ring parking lot, you know.
I bet there are people that do it on their lunch hour, right?
Well, maybe.
Lunch nap. Like, that's enough to go get one of those old Econoline vans that had the bed in the back. You remember?
Oh, yeah.
You
folded
down in the back seat.
The conversion bed.
Bro, you got 40 minutes for lunch, catch a quick 25-minute snooze, choke down a burrito, go back to work. Oh.
Ah, heaven.
That's an America I want to live in, buddy. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Frank. We're talking about car napping. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm on my way to Saratoga and to make some money at the Travers with my daughter and my buddy Gene from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Well, you can pull off the thruway here and the things and sleep, and people don't bother you. So it's, you know.
Oh, you and your buddy from Milwaukee going to curl up in the back seat there, are you?
No, not the back seat.
Oh, that's Milwaukee's best buddy.
Oh, yeah. That's some skunky brew.
I mean, if it is cold and you got to keep warm, as long as I get to be Big Spoon, I'm not opposed to it.
Oh, well, you see people, you know, I worked for years on this thruway, driving back and forth all over the place. I've seen people, napping all over the place on the, at the rest areas and everything. So,
sure. I got to be honest.
A lot of those people went missing.
Bro, you've done it.
Yeah, but that's back in the day, man. It's a different day and age now.
Hey, Frank, thanks for the call, but I appreciate it. No, you would think it's more safe.
How?
Well, there's cameras everywhere. There's people always walking in and out
but
of those
cameras ain't stopping pervs, man.
Camera, you think that people would want to like diddle you while you're asleep?
Yes. You don't think I'm diddleable?
You can't even say the word.
I'm a little lamb chop, bro.
What if you get Narcam'd, though?
You have Narcam'd me, then diddle me?
Narcan'd.
I made
a joke at your expense and you still didn't
You
get
don't
it
think I'm touchable.
Idiot. Okay.
Please.
252 WCMF. The ultimate irony of this whole conversation.
What?
The amount of people living out of their cars has spiked in the last 12 months.
Well, yeah, times are tough.
All right, so it's estimated that right now around 3 million Americans, their permanent residence is their car.
So they're kind of nomads.
Okay, so part of it is I'm homeless.
Yeah.
There is also this weird Instagram subset of people. And Kimmy, I know you've seen this.
Yeah, they did a movie about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they post themselves living out of cars, and they have like hot plates and stuff. And the idea is they are living this way to save to buy a house.
Yeah. Okay.
And they just go from like parking lot to parking lot. They have like $10 gym memberships where they can go shower.
Shower.
But like, again, like good luck. You're going to buy a house, living out of your car for
one of those, who's the quarterback?
Garner Minshew.
So he kind of lives like this down in the Keys.
Yeah.
Where he lives out of a van and then showers at the gym he goes to.
Yeah.
And you can watch him Sunday afternoons.
And the reason he had such a rough season last year is because he got Narcan four separate times.
No.
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, my God.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Michael. Hey, Michael. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, man. It's all you.
All right. So I just wanted to share a story. I met a guy from like the backwoods of Virginia who worked a construction job, and he lived, I want to say, 4 hours away from where he had to go to work. Mm-hmm. And so what he would do to save on gas money is he would just go, he'd drive to work on Monday, and then after work he'd just find like a public park somewhere and sleep in his car.
You know, that guy was a serial killer, right?
I mean, Michael, would you be suspicious seeing anybody sleeping in their car at any time of day right now?
No. I don't think I'd ever be suspicious if I saw somebody sleeping in their car.
All right, there you go. You heard it right from Michael's house.
Nice knowing you, bro.
You're here with Michael. Thanks for the call. Oh, we'll finish with this.
Yeah.
Elizabeth writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF. My neighbor, who has four kids, used to go to the YMCA, drop her kids in the daycare kid watch rooms, and then sleep in her car instead of working out.
Oh.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah. Free daycare.
Free daycare, and I get a nap in my car.
Okay.
I'll come in and get her when I'm done sleeping.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Running out of summer, Tommy.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that means.
That's it.
Only a couple more weekends to enjoy your Rochester Red Wings.
Then they're gone.
A man, Mr. Rochester Red Wings 2025.
Yeah, buddy.
A now officially minted Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us here in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Please welcome General Manager of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Hey, Mace, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Okay, so it's a very special week because you are debuting your brand new, you have debuted your brand new identities.
Correct.
As the Red Wings. What's new this week?
So we played as the Rochester Whitehots on Wednesday. First time ever.
How'd that go?
It went great.
All right.
Great. So people loved it.
You brought us food this morning. What did you bring us?
Brought you a white hot plate.
Bro.
Delicious.
Bro. How would you know? You didn't touch
it.
My ass.
No, I tried the hot dog.
Oh, my God. It's so good. Oh, my God.
So good, right?
Delicious.
It makes me so happy.
I know.
No, I'm serious. Like, when that garbage plate tastes.
Get your meat sauce on there.
I got your meat sauce, like onion. And we went home fries max out out here. Like, there is no taste in the world like that. And it's instant, unbelievable joy. Yeah, it could be. Like, it just touches your taste buds.
Oh, you know she loves it.
Well, yeah. Everybody does.
Everybody does, except for you.
You bitch-ass bitch. You know, I can't like see somebody Polish shirt. I can't get white hot on it. I don't like it. All right, so what do we got going on at the ballpark this weekend, Mace?
So, as you mentioned, we're running out of summer.
Yeah.
9 home games left. Tonight, 6:45, Grateful Dead night. We'll have live music from The How, playing all your favorite Dead tunes. Tom Constantin, who is a keyboard player for the Grateful Dead.
What?
The early days of the Dead. Played at Woodstock with the Dead.
Okay.
Pretty good.
He's actually impressed. He was going to make fun of it.
He was getting ready to.
Come meet an 80-year-old.
Okay, all right.
He'll be here signing autographs.
But he's playing.
What's that?
He's just is he playing with the band or he's just
he doesn't he doesn't play with the band anymore.
Okay,
the first three albums played at Woodstock.
Okay,
played with them in the '60s and early '70s. So
you would almost
there.
Have to. Yeah.
And we'll have a tie dye station, all kinds of great Grateful Dead.
What is a tie dye station?
What is it?
It's you pretty self explanatory.
I bring my own clothes and you tie dye them.
No, we have a Dead Wings shirt that you can purchase. It's white with a Dead Wings logo on it, and then you can.
Oh, you do it yourself?
Right there. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
How did you think a tie-dye station worked?
I know.
I've never heard of one. How many are you going to?
Every
summer camp ever.
Thank you. No, his summer camps had caviar stations.
Yeah.
All right, so if you are watching the live stream right now, you're looking at it. If you are not, I highly encourage you to log on, WCMF.com, the Odyssey app, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. The jersey you're wearing right now, Mace, I'm assuming you're going to wear tonight, the team will be?
The players will be wearing these on the field.
That's the Dead shirt?
Yeah.
That's the Dead shirt.
Yeah.
So that's the Dead Wing logo.
That's the Dead Wings
logo.
The
steal your face skull.
Right.
With spikes in the hole.
Correct.
Gotcha. I'm not a Dead fan, so I would feel like a fraud wearing that jersey. But that is the coolest jersey I've seen all year. I love that. Oh, and it's got the bear on the elbow.
Dancing bear wearing the wings hat.
He's wearing a wings hat, too. That is such a cool jersey.
And you can buy that?
You can buy it at the Red Wings team store. Also, look at the back.
Right, hold on. Turn it around. Oh, it's got to steal your face. Okay, now you just
number
actually.
Number 60.
You're showing your ass to the camera. Man.
Number 60 in honor of the 60th anniversary of the Grateful Dead.
Oh, man. My husband's 60. Going to a game tonight. He's absolutely coming home with one of these.
Yeah, but they don't have one in his size. Go get two and sew them together. All right, so that's awesome. So that's going on tonight.
Yep. With also fireworks after the game, Tommy.
Doesn't that freak out the fans of the Dead?
Set to the music of the Grateful
Dead. They think they're a nom or something. They're all going to run to Canada.
God's sakes, man.
Trucking.
Pretty good, Tommy. Saturday night. Saturday, we got 6:45 Batman night at the ballpark.
Okay.
Players will be wearing Batman-themed jerseys.
So, fun fact. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. Our good buddies are actually going to be taking part in this on Saturday.
Who's that?
Moose and Breezy for PXY are throwing out the first pitch.
Yes.
So, you're adding people to throw out the first pitch.
Not at all. And so players will be wearing Batman-themed jerseys.
Okay.
Batman will be there. The Batmobile will be there.
Oh,
we know where that's coming from.
Nope, he doesn't have it anymore.
Swamp Road, baby.
Swamp Road.
Wait, he doesn't have it anymore?
Does not have the Batmobile anymore.
Bruce the Bat Dog will be there.
Okay.
Fetching bats.
Awesome.
And fireworks after the game.
Okay.
All right. And then on Sunday, First Responders Day, we'll have a drawstring backpack giveaway. And kids can run the bases with spikes and Mitzi.
Is that when you're debuting the Lance Duffy statue that I think he's been waiting for after you got into the Hall of Fame?
Correct.
On First Responders Day?
Yes.
It's weird. Even when he was a first responder, he was still like the third or fourth responder. All right. So, Mace, let me ask you a question. Dan Mace, the general manager of the Rochester Red Wings, hanging out with us. You know, with Deadhead Night tonight, I know you're super excited because for those who don't know, and I know it's hard to tell looking at Mace because he's such a square.
Yeah.
McQuaid graduate, University of Notre Dame, same desk job with a tie for 89 years. You're a huge Deadhead.
Correct.
A huge Deadhead. The nerdiest of all the Deadheads. He's the only Deadhead, Tommy, that tucks his jersey into a braided belt, which actually inspired one of his favorite Dead songs.
What?
Tucking.
Tucking in my shirt. Tucking. I'm the only one that looks like a jerk.
Do the Dead do other promotions with minor league baseball teams, or are because you're such a fan, are you working with them more than other teams are?
No, we have been doing this. This is our, I think it's our third or fourth year that we've been doing it. But there's teams not only in the minor leagues that are doing Grateful Dead Nights, teams that are doing it on the major league level.
Really?
A lot of teams on the big leagues do it.
So San Francisco, Los Angeles.
The Yankees are giving away a Jerry Garcia bobblehead.
That's kind of weird at Yankee Stadium.
Bro, it's Brian Adams, man. Saw a Deadhead sticker at Yankee Stadium.
I mean,
what's going on here, man?
Yeah.
Man!
It's like a stadium of loud asses.
Well, what people may not understand is, like, you're doing Batman Night tonight. You got Batman Night Saturday Night, Deadhead Night tonight. Like, when you do these Star Wars nights, like, you guys have to go to a company and pay for the license to, like, print jerseys and have these nights, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what have we not gotten? Is there like a magazine that you guys get where it's like you get to choose from like what license night you want to do?
There are certain licensees like TV shows or movies that are available to minor league teams, and there's others that are not.
Okay, like for example, is there one you've wanted to get that you haven't been able to get?
Well,
can you tell I didn't ask him any of these questions before we go there?
You can. There's certain shows that you cannot mention the show.
Okay.
So if you have a person from that particular show,
but he can't talk about the show, like the title of the show.
Right.
Gotcha. Really?
Yeah.
Is it the ones we're all thinking of?
You can't mention the actual show.
No kidding.
Or the movie, unless you pay to get it licensed. But there's some that are not. You can't get it.
They just won't do it.
Yes.
And I mean, I always thought about that too with bands, Tommy, because like this, you know, Aerosmith, for example.
Yeah.
The most interesting Aerosmith story of all time. They're one of the most successful classic rock bands of all time.
Oh, yeah.
They made more money licensing their name to Guitar Hero than they did in album sales throughout their entire career up to that point. And they've done several interviews about this. Like, you would think, Mace, that every band
in America would turn that money down.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, so do they have to go through these companies, or can you reach out to, like, let's say you wanted to do Metallica night. Could you reach out to the folks that run Metallica, or does it have to be already, like, laid out, ready to go?
We could reach out to them, but I don't know if they would, you know, answer.
Well, you sounded so enthusiastic. But why wouldn't I? I'd like to do your metal show.
So there's certain bands that they're just licensed, right? So and the Dead have always been, you know, they let their fans come and tape their music at shows.
Oh, great. So now I got a Deadhead talking about why he likes the Dead. This is my fault, everybody.
Saying.
No, I'm sorry. I'd like to apologize.
I'm just saying it's different.
We'll be back here Monday morning after he's done talking.
Most bands do not allow recording devices into their
band. Yeah, sure.
Because most bands try harder.
Damn it.
Record. I don't care, man.
Dan Mason, general manager of the Rochester Red Wings and lamest Deadhead in America, hanging out with us here in the break room on CMF.
Thank you.
All right, yeah, you're welcome. All right, so tonight,
Grateful Dead night.
Yep.
With what's his name?
Be wearing these super cool jerseys.
Who's the old guy? Tommy Stanton.
Tom Constantin will be signing.
Tommy Costanza.
Constantin.
Constantin.
Yeah.
Who was in Woodstock?
With the Dead.
Does he remember he was at Woodstock?
Oh yeah, clearly.
Well, then he wasn't really there, man.
He'll be signing autographs and taking selfies with fans.
Right.
Live music pregame, a tie-dye station, so you can, you know, look.
By the way, you ever see somebody like write their name? It takes about 20 minutes.
What are you
talking
about?
Age.
What?
Because, you know, he's going to lick the pen and get the reading glasses out.
I will say this, as we're talking about, like, you know, if you were to have, like, Metallica night, for example,
yeah.
it would be really expensive to get Lars Ulrich or James Hetfield to come to the ballpark. If you were to have Billy Joel night, it would cost you a fortune to have him out there. Okay. But, like, when you do Dead Night, there have been 1,047 members of the Dead.
Mm.
It has to be the easiest band to get someone connected to the band to come out and do an appearance.
No.
There's three guys that live in two guys that live on my street have played with the Dead. My wife played with the Dead.
No, that's not.
No, she didn't. I know these things.
Tonight we got Pigpen's cousin.
All right, so fireworks tonight.
Fireworks tonight.
Cousin.
Tomorrow, Batman night. Batman will be there. The Batmobile will be there. Bruce the Bat Dog will be there.
Are you going to have Bruce in a Batman costume?
That would be cute.
Come and see.
Bat Dog?
You'll have to come and see.
Because he's already a Bat Dog, Tommy.
Right. Bruce is named after Bruce Wayne.
Is he really?
No.
He really is.
Serendipity, my friend.
Wow.
Yeah.
And fireworks?
And fireworks tomorrow night. And then Sunday, First Responders Day, kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi and a clear drawstring backpack giveaway.
Before we go, I do want to touch on something else. Dan Mason, GM of the Rochester Red Wings, hanging out. Because, you know, we're talking about the licenses and the different days you do. So, last Sunday, are you familiar with Bluey?
Yeah, it's a cartoon.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me something else. Yes,
he's got grandkids now. He's aware. Yeah.
Blue Dog, very popular. All right, so you had Bluey Day at the ballpark.
Correct.
So Bluey made an appearance.
Correct.
And you said it was the busiest day you've had all year.
It was the longest line for selfies that I can remember. It rivaled Stanley from The Office.
And that's a big day.
So do you have to pay any licensing to Pat's mom?
Why would you do this? You're hurting everybody.
That's my job.
Man. I have to hurt people. Man. It's what Garcia told me to do when I was on tour with the Dead.
It was 1966. We just came off the Ed Sullivan Show.
No one in the Dead has ever talked like that.
They all talk like that.
No, if you talk like that, they threw you out of the Dead.
Hey, truck in out of the
L7 Weenie, man. Mace, always a pleasure, buddy.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for the plate.
Yeah.
I'm going to eat the hell out of this thing. I'm going to go throw up at the boxing gym after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.